I just wanted to share a little thought from 2 Corinthians 2, looking at verses 12 through 17. And I'm not going to go into all the background with the Apostle Paul and what took place there and with his partners and all, but just some thoughts as the Lord drew my attention to this earlier this afternoon. 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 12, the first thing we read there is, "Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel." That's what he did. That's what the Apostle Paul was really good at through the Holy Spirit. "I preached Christ's gospel." And for some reason, that got my attention, that it's Christ's gospel. It's the good news that Christ has. And I thought of our missionaries to the village and our missionaries to the cottage. Why, they're going to have an opportunity to present Christ's gospel, his good news. And what is that good news? Because that's what gospel means, right? Good news, you theologians. Means good news.
Amen.
Some of you don't look like it's real good news. It's good news.
Amen.
And why is it good news? Well, if you go to Romans and you study Romans, the apostle walks you right through it from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 8. Before he gets into the practical, he gives us the reason why this is good news, because Jesus has settled the sin issue. It's settled. It's done. Amen. And how did he do that? Somebody asked. Well, I'll tell you how he did it. Even if nobody asked. Well, he did it by doing two wonderful, awesome, impossible things that only God could do, only God incarnate could do. And what was that? Well, number one, it was this, that Jesus came and he lived the law for us. And you have what you have in Christ, 100% man and 100% God. And that's awesome. That he did that for us, that he took on flesh for us, and that he lived the law. In fact, what do we see in the temptation in the wilderness? We see this. We see Satan doesn't know what to do because he thought he took care of Adam in the garden. Or rather, back in the garden in Genesis, he thought that his deception took care of man. But what happens in the wilderness temptation? Satan is like, oh no. This Adam's not yielding. This Adam's not caving. This flesh is not falling to my deception, not yielding to every temptation. And think of one of the temptations that Satan gave Jesus. He said, look it, if you'll bow down to me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. Well, isn't that what Jesus came to win? Isn't that what Jesus came to? We read in Revelation that all the now the nations and the kingdoms are his. What a temptation that must have been. Here's a shortcut, right? And Jesus didn't yield. So Satan saw, well, here's Adam again, but this time he's conquered. This time he's gone through. This time he's kept the commandments of God. This time he's believed the word of God. That's the first wonderful thing Jesus did. And in doing that, he represented me and you. I like the illustration, and it works perfectly for me. And that's of a little league baseball team, and they're losing the series, and it's the big final game, and they're losing. And what if? Now I say Don Mattingly because that's how old the illustration is. But what? And if you may not know who Don Mattingly was, other than what's he coaching some other team today? You might, the Dodgers. Don't care about the Dodgers though. Mets we like. But you know, Don Mattingly was a fantastic baseball player. And the illustration is that what if Don Mattingly, by some great and awesome power, could be shrunk down into a little league player, join that team, and use all his skills? They would win, wouldn't they? They'd win. The team would, it wouldn't be just Don Mattingly winning, it would be the team who won. That's what Christ did for us. He won for us. But the most awesome thing is that there was a price over our head. Because Adam, the first Adam, failed. And God said, the day that you disobey me, the day you eat of that tree, you're going to die. And so there was that penalty over mankind's head. But Jesus laid down that perfect life for us, sacrificed himself, allowed that flesh to die, and paid the price for us. Now, you've got to consider this. If Jesus was 100% man, and his soul was 100% God, then he would be worth the life of every man who ever lived. And he would be worth the life of every man who ever could live, wouldn't he? If a man had a soul that was God, think of the worth of that human being. That human being laid down a life and paid the price for all who would believe in him. I don't know about you, but that's good news. And you know what's wonderful news recent today? We just heard that a lamb came back to the fold. That a child of God returned. Sister Mary, forgive me, because I should have shouted hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because all the angels are applauding, and we stupid children of God don't get it. If that was your child, you'd be dancing in this place.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, folks, we can't let Satan minimize the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it's good news. I'm thankful for the privilege. Sarah said to me, Brother Eddie asked her time and time again, going to let me baptize you this year? And she said, you know, Brother Keith, when she called me, she said, you were my second choice. And I cried on the phone. I said, I'll try to stick around for it. Sarah appreciated that. I said, you're Sarah with no H, right? She said, say that at my baptism. So I did. But I stray. Just a few more thoughts. It goes on here in verse 13. The Apostle Paul said, I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus, my brother. You see, real quick, he had been really hard in his first letter to the Corinthians because of a sin there. And that bothered the Apostle Paul. He loved the church, and he had to be strict with them, and he had to get after a person. And, oh, there was a whole... Corinthians, you've got to read it. It's quite a church. Whew! And he felt bad about having to get after it. So his heart was heavy, even though God, it says previously in chapter 12, God had opened the door there. And the gospel had gone forth. I thought of you counselors as well. That's a wonderful prayer to pray. Open a door, Lord. Open a door in these hearts for the good news, for the gospel of Christ. Open a door in the village. Open a door in the cottage. God can and will do that. But yet his soul was troubled. I don't know why this thought came to me. Maybe this will help a counselor here. You're working for the Lord down there, but not everything goes perfect. Is that a revelation to some of you? Not everything goes perfect. Not everything goes your way. Not every child is receptive. And sometimes on top of that, you get news from home that's not always the greatest either, right? And your heart might be heavy. But what I love about this portion of Scripture is the next verse, because even though his heart was heavy, he goes on to say, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And so I want to, as I read that, and maybe it's my own put on there, but maybe the Holy Ghost wants you to get this, that even though you may be troubled in your heart about something, you know, maybe your devotion didn't go so well, or maybe you might have bumped heads a little bit, God forbid, maybe it never happened, and you might feel a little rubbed, don't let the enemy come along and magnify that to where you suddenly think, well, no, Christ isn't going to work this day, because he's going to. He's going to work. And that little rub didn't stop the Apostle Paul. That little rub, that little heavy spirit didn't stop him in his tracks. He marched on with the gospel of Christ. And so same with our counselors, absolutely. He goes on, let me just finish up. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. What a verse that is. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. You counselors stink. That's inappropriate, and I apologize. Billy influenced me. I blamed you all the time we lived together. Well, you know, you all heard of Noah Webster. He wrote the dictionary, right? One day he had to run and catch the stagecoach, and he was running, and he ran through the pigsty, and he ran over fences, and through the 90-degree heat, finally caught that stagecoach. And he jumped in, and a woman who was in the stagecoach said, "You smell." And he said, "No, madam, you smell, I stink." So I say to you counselors that you stink. And why do I say you stink? Which, I'm being facetious, just in case you didn't realize. But you, what does the Apostle Paul say? He uses nicer words. But you're to diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge. I love that. Because there's so much rhetoric out there. And you know, America, we have a lot of religious rhetoric. It's good, some of it. You know, it is. It's good preaching. And it's good teaching. It's right on. And boy, sometimes it's powerful and it's great. But what we need is the fragrance of Christ. That's what people need. You know, this generation in America, they've heard it all. They hear it all. What they need is to sense in you the fragrance of Christ. And that's my prayer for all the counselors. May the young girl, may a cottager just be taken in with the aroma of Jesus, just smelling and bringing in that fragrance of Christ. He goes on, though. Notice this, and I'll end here, because he says something here that's quite profound. He said, to one, you are the aroma of death, leading to death. And to the other, the aroma of life, leading to life. Not all the girls are going to like what you say. Right? Not all of them. To some of them, it's going to be, more than just not a response, it's going to be like, oh. The gospel can do that. The true gospel can do that. They're not all going to say, oh, okay. There are going to be those who say, I don't care about that. It's going to be. Let's pray, though, that God gives you an open door, that their hearts might be melted, and that the Holy Ghost works in such a way that that's not so, that the Lord moves in them, and that they sense the life of Christ in every one of you counselors. So I want to pray that for us tonight. Now I'm looking to the Lord even now in my spirit. Lord, how should we go about this? How should we pray for these counselors that are heading off into this work? How should we do this tonight? Now I know, you say, well, Brother Keith, it's easy. You just have the counselors stand and you pray for them. But how does the Lord want to do this? To where you receive help and strength tonight, where the Holy Spirit refreshes you in your soul and prepares you, opens a door of faith in you. What do you want to do, Lord God? We just pray that you'll have your way in these moments. We don't want to do anything out of form or tradition, dear God. Lord, that's fine and good, but we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need you to work, oh God. Lord, we're not playing a game. We're just running a camp here. There's souls at stake. And we want to ask you, oh God, that you'll show us the proper way, heaven's way, of ministering to these young ladies and those that will be working in the cottage. Oh God, we pray, Lord, that you'll just have your will and your way even now. In Jesus' name, oh God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, let's all call upon the Lord for them. Oh Jesus, we call upon your name. Oh God, that you'll work, that you'll move, Lord Jesus. Lord, open the door of opportunity. Open the door of opportunity. God, open the door. Open the door of opportunity, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we pray that you will. Lord, fill with your Holy Spirit. Move by the power of the Spirit of God, we pray. Lord, we call on your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we ask, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You know, let's just have the counselors remain seated. But if you're willing to be a prayer warrior with me for them, that God will open a door, that God will so fill them with the Holy Ghost that their fragrance, their aroma will be Christ, then stand with me and pray with me. Oh God, Lord, we call on the name of our God. Holy Spirit, come forth. Lord, blow through this place. Meet us there, Lord. Oh Jesus, we pray that you will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pour your Spirit upon them. Oh God, equip them, refresh them. Lord God, we pray you'll give them a confidence in the Holy Spirit. Jesus, move, oh God. Open a door, oh God. That Christ's gospel might go forth, oh God. Dear Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come, oh God, come, oh God. Come, oh Lord Jesus. Pour in the wonderful fragrance of Christ. Pour in the wonderful fragrance of Christ upon them, we pray. Jesus, you must have your will and your way, O Lord. Oh God, Jesus. Yes, dear Lord. Oh God, we pray that you will. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God. As you feel led, pray out. And we'll agree together with you. Oh God, meet them. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, we believe. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, God. Move by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Move by your Holy Spirit. Anoint them afresh, oh, God. Anoint them afresh, oh, Lord. Anoint them afresh. God, we pray that you will, Lord Jesus, in a mighty way, these dear sisters of yours, oh God, equip them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, Lord.
Precious Lord, we thank you for these girls.
Yes, dear God.
And young ladies and older ladies that are willing to serve you, Lord,
with the
young people that are coming. Oh, Father, we pray that you will quicken them, Lord, by the Holy Ghost, oh God, and that you would anoint them.
Yes, dear Jesus.
Lord, pour out your anointing upon them tonight, Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, give them that enablement that they need, Lord. Lord, to speak forth the word of God to these young people coming.
Yes, dear God.
Using them as instruments for your honor and for your glory. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord God. Yes, dear Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Lord, we thank you that you are in the business of saving souls.
Amen.
Yes,
this evening, oh God, that your Spirit would already start to work in these young lives.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Dear God.
Prepare their hearts for what you have, O God. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard what you've prepared.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
To do far, exceeding upon
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we're so thankful that, as that song says, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And Lord, we ask that these young ladies that are coming up will be plunged
yes,
into
Lord.
That fountain.
Yes, dear
Jesus,
God.
And made to be the light and the salt that we're going
yes,
to be
Lord.
The
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for our Sister Mary, Sister Antia, the
yes.
head counselors, Lord, as they minister, as they administrate, as they lead, oh Lord, let it be done in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we pray, oh God, that you'll just encourage their hearts day by day, give them the strength and the guidance they need. We believe you to do this. We ask, Lord God, Father, we ask you, in the name of your Son, Jesus, for an open door for this season. An open door. Lord God, we pray, Lord, you'll shut doors that need to be shut and open doors that need to be opened. We pray that Christ's gospel will go forth in power and in might, Lord, to bring down strongholds, Lord, to melt hearts. We just trust you to do that. And we ask, dear God, that from the village and the chapel, why, Lord, that even the guests, even the staff members will go by and say, why, what is that fragrance? What is that? Why, it's Jesus. Why, it's the presence of Christ being manifested to these souls. Oh, Lord, we pray that it'll be so. We pray that for every counselor, that even when they go home, instead of being depleted, that they may be refreshed.
Yes.
Lord
yes,
God, Lord. That in their church, in their family, they'll say, what is it? What is that with you? What is that? Why, there seems to be a fresh glow about you. Why, it's the presence of Christ in a new way. We trust you to do this, dear Lord. You are our strength. You're our joy. And so we commit them and their labors to you, Father, all in the name of the one who paid it all, the one who gave his all, our Lord and Savior Jesus. We thank you. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated?